Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
It's July 24, 2021. Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and our producer, Cal Hunter. We welcome you. Call us at 855-LAW-RADIO. Again, 855-LAW-RADIO. We love our fans. We love you out there listening to us. Thank you to all the new affiliates. The newest affiliate, by the way, is KGDC, 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and 102.3 FM, Walla Walla, Washington, KHSS, 100.7 FM, Athena, Oregon. Welcome to our show. We love having you here, but most of all, we enjoy the Amargosa Valley in Nevada, our first affiliate of all times. We thank them always because who knows where Amargosa Valley is, but they are the first.
I like the Amargosa Valley.
We do. This is by far the most exciting, entertaining, and sometimes informative show on Earth. Remember, seek local counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We are talking about general topics of law. Listen to this. We're going to talk about some really cool things today, especially case or no case, which those of you who are first joining us is where our illustrious producer, Cal Hunter, likes to actually stump the panel and talk about a case. And then once he talks about the case, he tells it might be a fake case or a real case, and then we have to, as attorneys, give an opinion as to what we think the outcome is. We're going to talk today about complaining about your neighbors, a new law in Florida. It's very interesting what's going to happen now once you complain about your neighbors. Also, state court rulings about gas stations and drunk drivers. Yes, gas stations and drunk drivers we're going to talk about. We got Bill O'Reilly, the latest issues. He is, this is actually a very interesting thing when it comes to NDAs, which is non-disclosure agreements. We're going to talk about that. Legal consent of a minor to get married. Here's another interesting thing that is going on. We're going to talk about that. The NCAA ruling. We have followed this ruling for quite some time about the NCAA. The United States Supreme Court came down determining whether or not the NCAA and college students can use their likeness. They actually didn't talk about it specifically, likeness, but they hinted on it. And then now the NCAA has changed some of its rules, and boy, oh boy, are the floodgates open. And we're going to talk about the floodgates and that. We're talking about Britney Spears. There's got to be something like that. Cal's got to be ready for something about when we talk Britney Spears. We gotta think of something. There you go, Cal. The crickets when we talk about Britney Spears. $200 million lawsuit. We're going to tell you why this is important to you. Mississippi's going to the Supreme Court over the age of a fetus and whether or not... a very issue about Roe v. Wade we're going to discuss. More trans student cases are coming down from the courts. We're going to talk about that. We have some really interesting things going on. We are so happy to have Denise Dirks, the foundation of our radio show here. Yes, she is back. She is ready to roll, and we're going to have a great time. But, Cal, we really appreciate you here. I'm so glad you're our producer, and I'm so glad that you just sit there and touch buttons. That's all you need to really
do. I obviously need to go out there and pull a bunch of wires, but we can do that later on when we have some time. But
We're not wire pullers. We're radio hosts.
No, you're right. But now... Translated into wire pullers, right?
Yeah, there we go. But anyway, we're having a great time. Remember, most exciting, entertaining, sometimes informative show on earth. And I always say that because of this. Those of you who try to use us as authority in court or on a case, do not do that. Why, Todd, do we not do that?
Well, because we're not giving legal advice, and if you use Radio Law Talk as your cited authority, well, on Radio Law Talk, I heard, that's probably not going to get you very far in a court of law.
But where will it get you far?
Oh, well, if you're hanging around the dinner table with family and friends and somebody says, you know, they say, well, you can come back in that context and say, well, I'll see your they say little gambling reference, and I'll raise you with a Radio Law Talk reference, and that should help you prevail.
That's exactly right. Well, Cal, we really appreciate you being here. Denise, you had a vacation. What did you do?
I
hung out or what?
Yeah, I was gone for a long time, and I really had a good time.
That's the most you've ever missed our shows.
That's
three times in a row in 5 years.
That's right.
Denise Dirks is a family law attorney. I'm a personal injury lawyer, and Todd is a former prosecutor for a DA's office in Tennessee and in California, and now he's got his own criminal practice. We'd like to talk about those areas of law. We talk about all areas of law, but what we're here for is one thing, and that is case or no case. Cal, can you just set it up?
Now it's time to play case or no case.
I think I can, yeah.
All right.
The Palm Pilot was innovative, the first smartphone, you might say. They merged directories, calendars, and various other software into a pocket-sized miracle that included a telephone. Well, Apple and other manufacturers were all over Palm, looking at each innovation and asking, how can we take what they're doing and do it better? But they learned that Palm was also excellent at covering its tracks in copyright court. Palm has literally hundreds of patents of its own, and we managed to dig up four that seem to directly implicate the iPhone in just a few hours of searching. Imagine what Palm's lawyers could do, armed with their actual knowledge of what Palm owns and the motivation of some serious hourly fees. And they did it. But that pesky Apple Corporation. The Palm Pre employed a multi-touch screen and gestures almost exactly like those now used on the iPhone. And if you recall, Steve Jobs introduced a multi-touch iPhone with a slide reading to media outlets. Multi-touch patent. Without so much as a shred of analysis, the media just started hyping it that way. Palm decided to grab its lawyer and ask if it should sue over how one touches and interacts with their phone. And so they asked, case or no case? Todd Kiernan, what say you, my friend?
You know, I wasn't even looking at you at all during this entire setup. I was staring off as if, you know, don't make eye contact. First person to make eye contact loses. And you contact me. All right.
Because I like you so much, you know.
Oh, thank you very much. Wait, nice save there, Cal. Well, nice save.
Did you have a Palm Pilot?
I did.
I did. I loved it. I had all the way up through the little Palm Pre, the little one that looked like a black rock. I love Palm.
I loved it, too. And I had, like, a little keyboard.
Right.
That I could plug it on and do stuff. Oh, man, I love
that
thing.
Awesome? Yeah.
Yes.
My first smartphone was an Apple iPhone, and I have been an iPhone connoisseur ever since.
Well,
so
there you go. Well, thanks to Palm, that's how that happened, just
yeah.
In case you're wondering.
You know, so I'm going to say.
Don't say. We've got 30 seconds left.
We've got like a minute and a half left.
Oh, yeah. My God.
So I'll tell you, I think that this is no case, and I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because we don't have Palm anymore, and if Palm had a case, they would have filed it, they would have won, and we would still have Palm. But Palm is kind of like, you ever hear from them? Because they probably made the decision, let's not sue. We don't want to tick them off. So I'm going to say scenario, but no case.
All right. I think that's a wise choice. Denise Dirks, what say you on the Palm and Apple thing? Case or no case?
Watch. She's going to do the stall tactic. She's good. Sorry, baby. I call you baby.
Baby.
Yeah.
He missed me.
I missed her so much. I did, man. We did miss her.
Oh, my goodness. Well, see, something tells me about the lead up to this and that there were hundreds of copyright protections, and I will bet you 10 to 1 that Palm made a mistake and did not copyright that touch technology.
Well,
so I'm going to say that it is not a case because Palm didn't have a case to bring.
Did you hear that, Fred? 10-1.
Yes.
That means if she loses, 10 points off.
10 points off. Well, when we come back.
What's the score?
Now, hold on. When we come back, we're going to talk about Palm Pilots.
Stay tuned. We'll continue.
This portion of Radio Law Talk is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. For more information, go to StraussNaturals.com.
So what we're doing, guys, is saying, you know,
S-T-R-A-U-S-S, StraussNaturals.com.
I'm trying to close out at the end.
Wayne Elliott here to tell you about my experience with Strauss Naturals heart drops over the past 20 years. Strauss heart drops saved me back then and changed my life forever. It's hard to describe how invigorating it is when you support your healthy blood flow everywhere. There is scientific evidence that heart drops ingredients help maintain healthy lipid concentration. Cholesterol is in the blood lipid group. This supports blood flow, our body's most important function. I was able to maintain a healthy heart and blood flow. Strauss heart drops work, I can assure you. No contraindications with pharma drugs. Strauss heart drops are safe, and Strauss guarantees your satisfaction with a hassle-free guarantee so you can't go wrong and certainly have nothing to lose. I've seen folks taking heart drops that have greatly improved their lives. Available online at StraussNaturals.com. Thank you very much.
These products may not be right for you. Always read and follow the label.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. 800-918-1376. That's 800-918-1376.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. Who told you that?
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
All right, we were talking about case or no case. Denise, you said what now?
I said that Palm, the attorneys made a mistake. They didn't copyright the touch portion of their Palm Pilot.
I think you're right on, Denise. I think that's exactly right. Palm Pilot did something wrong, and I don't think they protected it, but I'm going to go on a limb, and I'm going to say there was a lawsuit, and Palm lost. So you guys both said no case, correct?
That's right.
And then I'm going to say there was a case, and Palm lost.
Well, you know, and that's significant, because during the break, yes. Denise is the official scorekeeper, and we tallied the scores based upon what we've gotten over the last 3 weeks while she was gone. And where are we at, Denise?
Todd needs one to win.
Oh, here we go.
One point to win? How far am I behind him?
Here we go.
You're 4 points behind him, so you need 5 to win.
And Denise just said 10 to 1. She said 10 to 1.
So you can't win for sure.
That's like, is that what I said?
Yeah, you said 10 to 1. I heard it right out of your own mouth.
I'll bet you 10 to 1. I bet you that. I did say that. Okay.
All right. So now here we go. You want to know the answer?
Please.
All right. Case and Palm lost.
Yes! Fred Penny wins again!
Or would it be Apple?
Where's the, wait a minute. Where's the applause?
Well, because it was too fun. But let me tell you the story.
There we go. That's what I like. All right.
Steve Jobs introduced multi-touch on the iPhone with a slide that read on it, patented, and nobody in the press challenged it. And Apple had not filed a patent.
Ooh.
Nonetheless, by the time they got to court, I mean, this without a shred of journalistic analysis, instead of hyping up a supposed future conflict, Palm decided to grab its lawyer and ask if it should sue. Apple developed a death grip on that technology. They walked off with all the marbles, and if they did not, guess what? You would be talking on a Palm iPhone right now,
wow.
Right? I mean, if you think about it. So what happened to the operating system? Remember Meg Whitman?
Yes, we do.
She
yes.
went back to HP.
Yes.
Hewlett-Packard bought the Palm OS and ended up putting it into a bunch of smart TVs for a while.
Huh.
Until Google took that market over, primarily. Most of those are all Android now. But when you bought a smart TV in that little bridge time, it was with the Hewlett-Packard / Palm operating system, which
wow.
is no more.
That is crazy. I've got an old Palm sitting in my desk.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder, is that probably worth money? I don't know.
I still
yeah, I have one too.
Yes.
Did you get 2 points?
2 points. And that is what, Cal?
That, ladies and gentlemen, is a case or no case.
Yes. Fred.
Congratulations to you, Fred.
And I love that. That's the greatest little bumper in the world, Fred.
And now back to, I tried to get others. You know, this actually came from a yeah. from a musical. I found that, and I tried to find. We have to hire a jingle shout company probably
okay.
to
all
do
right.
this. You know,
right.
to go Denise, and then the extra syllable costs more money. Todd is cheaper, of course.
Okay, so let's just do Todd because Denise is expensive.
I mean, just say Todd, yeah. Todd, rather than Denise.
Yeah.
Denise.
Do we thank Strauss Naturals, Cal? Did we thank?
I
them?
Did. This portion of the show is brought to you by Strauss Naturals. That's StraussNaturals.com.
Yes. Listen, noisy neighbors who don't cut their grass the right height, neighbors that are not following the CCNRs, neighbors that are playing their music too loud, neighbors that don't go to bed at the right time because of the CCNRs. What do you do about that stuff? Well, most people like to call the police or the city or the county and tell them the violations that they're doing, or if they're building something or doing something in the yard that's a violation of a code, they will normally just say, okay, I'm going to call and leave a message and tell them that this neighbor is violating this code, this regulation, or noise ordinance, or even some places, CCNRs, Denise, that are actually, your grass has to be a certain height, right? And so what happened in Florida, Denise, our illustrious foundation of this Radio Law Talk, is going to lead us off and tell us what is happening in Florida concerning this.
Well, what has happened is that Florida has enacted a new law that says you meet your neighbor anonymously.
Ooh.
So now you have to tell your name, and that person that gets the complaint has to say and put down your name and
address too.
And your address. And that way the person that receives the complaint is going to know who made the complaint.
Now, there are some exceptions, though. Whoever the officers are will have the discretion, and this is the Miami Herald does a really good story on this, by the way, has the discretion whether or not they are going to investigate an anonymous tip. So you could still give an anonymous tip, but under the new law, they will not follow up on it. unless, number one, the officer believes that it's an imminent threat to public health, safety, or welfare, or imminent destruction of habitat or sensitive resources. Then they can go ahead and do it anyway. But, and it gives the discretion to the officer still, but no more tattletaling, Todd.
That's right. I think this law is absolutely awesome. And I'll tell you why.
Because you get told on all the time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Now, if you think about it, so if there's a noise complaint, right?
Right.
A noise complaint can be an infraction, depending on the nature of the complaint, could be a misdemeanor. Could some things could be crimes. They're technically crimes that people are reporting, right? So crimes have to be proven in a court of law beyond a reasonable doubt. And if somebody wanted to fight this complaint when the officers showed up, let's say it was a noise complaint, the officers get there, there's no noise. How are they ever going to prosecute that? The state would waste so much time in this because they don't have a witness to come in and say, well, this is what happening at this time, and we tried to tell them to stop it, and they have to show that it's repeated conduct and everything. This just saves a lot of headaches. Plus, it also gets people out of this maybe vindictive neighbor who calls the cops to make a complaint over something that didn't happen.
Right.
But you got to deal with the cops because somebody made an anonymous complaint. I like this law. If you're going to complain about somebody, step up and put your name and face behind your complaint.
Woo! That was pretty hot. Boom! Okay, when we come back, I want to bring up the positives and the negatives of this thing. Because this is in Florida, it's probably going to go across the country. So we're going to be back with Radio Law Talk. I always say, put your seatbelt on, pull that strap tight. We're going to have a great show.
You are listening to Radio Law Talk. We appreciate the fact that you're doing that and invite you to stay tuned and remind you if your radio station turns us off for some reason, you can turn us on anytime at RadioLawTalk.com.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
What's your IRS problem? Do you owe back taxes? Is there a lien placed on your property? Have your bank accounts been frozen or seized? Have your wages been garnished? Are you being audited by the IRS? Are they sending you letters that demand actions and have urgent due dates? Well, solving your tax problems is as easy as calling Taxes 321. The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. You need the best representation to give you peace of mind. You need experienced professionals that can cut through the red tape and stop the collection process. If you have a serious problem with the IRS, call the Taxes 321 Network today. We'll get them off your back.
800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170. 800-738-0170.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940.
USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
A mask mandate about to take effect in a major U.S. city and its surrounding county.
St. Louis imposing a mandate that goes into effect Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki asked yesterday about imposing a national mandate.
One, that's not the role of the federal government. That is the role that institutions, private sector entities, and others may take. That certainly is appropriate. Also, local communities are going to take steps they need to take in order to protect people in their communities.
St. Louis, the second largest county to impose a mask mandate after Los Angeles County. A St. Louis health official says the mandate will ensure a rise in cases doesn't overwhelm hospitals. Work underway to address safety concerns at the site of the collapsed condo in Surfside, Florida. A structural engineer telling county officials this week the foundational walls of the building could collapse. Miami-Dade County's mayor saying yesterday contractors are shoring and bracing the walls. This is USA Radio News.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Radio Law Talk. I like that show. This is no fun.
Radio Law Talk. Now back to the show.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to people all up and down Georgia's coast. I know we're on a lot of radio stations up and down the Georgia coast. Welcome to Georgia. I'd say Bulldogs, but there's Georgia Tech, right? And what's Georgia Tech? They're the
Ramblin' Wreck. Yeah,
Georgia Tech. Are they the Yellow Jackets?
Yellow Jackets. Yeah, Jackets. Exactly right.
Not Ramblin' Wreck anymore.
No,
dang it.
No. That was back in Cal. That was back in 1904.
Back when the crust of the earth was cooling. Sorry.
Yeah. Did you see this week the change in a name for a major sports franchise?
No. Oh, was it Washington?
No. Cleveland Indians.
What?
And what's their new name going to be?
Guardians.
The Cleveland Guardians, changing the name.
I like that name.
I like the Indians.
And the Washington football team, I think they're probably going to stay with the Washington football team.
I think it's cool, just Washington the way it is.
Yeah.
Right? Just leave it. I like the Indians. I don't know. Maybe I got to be careful because we're politically neutral. But my family, my side of the family, my dad's side, we're all Chippewa Indians. And so my grandma is as dark can be. I'm proud of being an Indian and having my Indian. Everyone's like, why is my, if you look at my skin, it's red, kind of reddish. And it's because I get it from my dad's side. But my dad married, my mom was a blonde, green-eyed woman. And so it kind of, but my dad's side's darker. And it's interesting. But anyway, my Chippewa cousins and love them to death. And I'm proud of the heritage of being American Indian. I don't see any problem. But that's me. I don't see any problems with keeping the word Indian. I love it. So anyway, I'm not full-blooded Indian, and it depends upon the, on those that, that decide that. So let's talk about the noisy neighbors. We were finishing up. What are we're lawyers. What are the positives and the negatives? And by the way, I always Ariel is my friend. We are also on Fireside, and we talked during the break to our friends on Fireside, and he mentioned it is true that this is all over the United States. It's not just in Florida that this is happening. So the question is, what are the positives and negatives of this? First of all, I'm going to throw it to you. Let's do it to Denise. What are some negatives of this law being passed? Because Todd loves it. What do you think is going to be the problem with people having to state their name and their address?
First of all, they may not make complaints because they have to disclose who they are. So that's one problem.
Yes, and that's a big issue because the purpose of it is wasting taxpayer money. That's why the Florida did this, because a lot of frivolous calls and, you know, little, like Todd said, banter back and forth between neighbors, and it's costing taxpayer money. But, like you say, when there's something that really needs to be complained about, some might be worried about it because they have to get their name and address, right? Especially a lot of times the elderly, to be honest with you. But the thing is, they could still give it anonymously, and then it's at the discretion of the officer whether or not they're going to go ahead and still pursue that complaint, especially if they believe that it is an imminent threat to public health, safety, welfare, or imminent destruction of habitat or sensitive resources, which is broad and general.
Yeah, what I was going to say is, you know, look, if something really bad is going on, we talked about that, what about if there's a really egregious violation that's going on and the person reporting it wants to remain anonymous? Well, look, if you called in anonymously and you say, look, I don't want to give my name and number, but I'm telling you, you drive a cruiser by this house and the cop will be able to hear it. Now, that is one where they could investigate, they could go forward with that, because now you don't need the anonymous caller to make your case. The cop, the officer would have an independent observation of their own to see that there was a noise complaint. If the cop's driving down the street and the music is blaring so loud that the cop can hear it, you know, a block away or from the street and realize that it's loud, well, now the officer is the witness to the noise complaint. You don't need the anonymous person. Where you need the anonymous person's ID is if they say, look, there's a really loud party going on and they died down now, but we think it's going to come back. Can you come over? I don't want to leave my name. Well, the cop's not going to do anything because they have no way to make the case. And the benefit of all of this is it brings the investigation of low-level misdemeanors and infractions in line with how we treat all other investigations of criminal cases. And it puts officers back in the role of investigating crimes and enforcement of the law, and takes them out of the metaphorically, parents coming in and telling two kids to be nice to each other, which is what a lot of people use law enforcement for. Right. I didn't want to get involved in anybody arrested. I just want you to come in and resolve the dispute. That's not what cops are there for.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, ready for the statistics? Like, you want some statistics?
Stat me up.
Stat you up. This is according to Miami Herald. Hillsborough County, 45% of the complaints were anonymous. Now, guess how many complaints they occurred in 2019 in Hillsborough County of, you know, enforcement of some sort to the county? 35,610. That is a lot of complaints. 35,610 complaints about the grass is not high enough, or this person's got their stereo on, or this person's driving their car and bumping their music too loud. Remember we talked about that case when the guy was bumping his music too loud in the cop, the 5 mile per hour pursuit. Remember that one we talked about?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I think you could also look at this and say, to what extent does this law actually promote public safety? How many times have you seen officers being called out on some sort of dispute that should otherwise be a civil matter, but as soon as the cops show up, it escalates into something where somebody's going to jail, somebody gets handcuffed, it gets difficult, and it was a minor complaint that the officers got called out on, and it blew up into something simply because the officers were called into something that they probably shouldn't have been called in to begin with, because adults should be adults and just deal with it.
Oh, come on, Todd. Adults can be adults. All right, let's move on. Let's move on. New Mexico. If you live in New Mexico, this is a little bit of a shock. And I'm a plaintiff's lawyer on the plaintiff's side of stuff. Well, there was an actual case where an individual in New Mexico went to the gas station with, you know, his little one-gallon thing of gas because his car had run out of gas. And according to the, you know, according to the facts or alleged facts, he was looked inebriated and was inebriated. And they and the clerk argued with him, saying, I'm not going to give you gas because you're inebriated. But he finally relented and gave him the gas. The guy went back, filled his tank up with the 1 gallon of gas or whatever, drove over and filled it back up, his car up, and then dropped his friends off that was with him. And then was driving while drunk and killed a person in an accident. So what happened? The lawsuit occurred, and obviously the drunk driver, do you think he's got a bunch of money to be paying out on a case for someone where someone died? Generally not. And so they sued the gas station. And there is a thing called negligent entrustment. And in California, we talk about this all the time. But in general, negligent entrustment is if you have keys and you know your buddy's drunk and you hand him your keys, you're going to be held liable or could be held liable for handing the keys while driving drunk, right? Or let's say for an example, as another example is, okay, you know this person's drunk all the time or he continues to be drunk and he's your roommate and you hang your keys up on the wall and he doesn't have a car and you know before he has taken those keys before and driven the vehicle, that could be a negligent entrustment lawsuit. So the question is, does negligent entrustment apply to gas stations and whether or not a gas station needs to now be an enforcement arm of the government and determine whether or not someone's drunk enough? And guess what the Supreme Court held? Cal, do you know? Do you know the answer?
I was just thinking the way they did bartenders, so why not gas stations?
The answer is gas stations are in New Mexico now, and I guess apparently in Tennessee also has done it. So, yeah, you can see Todd shaking his head over there. Todd.
I think this is a terrible decision.
I don't like it, but yeah.
I absolutely agree with you, Denise. You know, we don't always agree on things, but I think this is a terrible decision for a few reasons. First, the bartenders and the gas station folks are in completely different situations. The bartender is actually serving and providing the individual with the substance that is causing them to be intoxicated, and they're in a far better position to recognize drinking patterns, how much the person has had to drink, whether they came in intoxicated and bought alcohol to get further intoxicated, in a much better position than a clerk at a gas station who just sees somebody come in. Now, as far as this law is concerned about selling them, the idea is, well, you provided them the means to stay on the road. Look, unless somebody came into your gas station on empty and the car was sputtering and dying, guess what? But most of the time, they've already got gas in the car. So, did you provide them the means to stay on the road? Probably not. They probably could have continued to drive. They just stopped off to get gas.
Very interesting, because the test is whether they knew or had reason to know they were intoxicated, and that is very broad. When we come back, we're going to talk about Bill O'Reilly. Thanks for joining us. This is Frederick Penny, your host of Radio Law Talk.
Stay tuned, because Frederick Penny, Todd Kuhnern, and Denise Dirks will be back with more Radio Law Talk very shortly, right here on your favorite radio station and streaming live on RadioLawTalk.com.
All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
This is Denise Dirks.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay, whale, whale, whale. Oh, no, whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Okay. Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Time to get back to Radio Law Talk on RadioLawTalk.com and on your favorite radio station.
Every time we do that kitty bump, I just start laughing. If you pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Pay my fee, I'll take your case.
Just by the way, those the bar that's listening to us. No, that's not the case. We don't do that. But it's just a funny kitty bump.
We should have had him record. Was reasonable doubt for a reasonable fee. You know, that would be
what we do here to entertain you guys out there in Radio Land. Look, we were talking during the break, and again, we talk on Fireside during the break. If you ever want to join an app, it's going to be coming nationwide to everybody, but it's in its beta testing right now. It's called Fireside. But anyway, we're talking during the break with some of our Fireside friends. This gasoline station thing is really, in New Mexico, is really kind of throwing a little wrench for Todd and some of our speakers, I'm going to shout out Ray. And we talked to Ray about it. And, what about the individual that has a burger from a certain burger joint and is distracted and can't you know, and hit someone or hurt someone, is the burger joint liable, right?
McDonald's going to face a lawsuit because they sold a Big Mac to somebody, and you know, they were eating, and you know, and they should know, dang it, because the Big Mac has the sauce and the lettuce has always fallen off, yes. And you're trying to do this, and they sell you chicken nuggets, and now you got to use two hands to dip it in the sauce and stuff, and so I'm hungry now. It's nugget sauce liability. That's the way things
NSL.
Go.
Or somebody's driving and they choke on it and they die.
Well, geez, Denise, that's kind of morbid. Yeah, you know, you had to go there. Wow. Exactly. You know.
So, yeah.
But you know, another point that was brought up was this idea that says, okay, we're talking here about gas station owners and they're liable. What about people that are distracted driving because they're on their cell phones? Does that mean that Apple, who sells cell phones, should face liability because they provide the means of distracting a driver? You know, and that raises an interesting point there. Do I think that it will get to that? No, I don't. But because of that, I really think it calls into question the viability of this decision out of New Mexico, where they say gas stations are liable for selling gas. What are we going to have now? An ignition interlock device, the thing you blow into, so if your blood alcohol is lower, you can start your car. They're going to put that on each pump. So now, in order for you to pump gas after 10 o'clock at night, you have to go and blow into the interlock device, and then they got to make sure that it's calibrated. They're going to teach the 19-year-old how to do field sobriety tests.
That'd be awesome.
You know, I'd like to buy a gallon of gas. That's great, but can you walk heel to toe? Or bend? Look back, close your eyes. I want you to touch your nose with your finger. Okay. Yeah, I can only sell you 3 gallons of gas on that one. If you'd done better, I could have filled your tank, but sorry.
Well, what ridiculous. About the guy that loans the other guy, here's $5, you know, for gas. Is he now going to become, you know, liable because he gave him the $5 to put in the tank?
A charitable act that results in criminal liability or civil liability. Good heavens.
Like the kids in the corner, like, hey, George, will you go buy me some beer? You know those guys? Do the same. Hey, dude, here's a gallon, a little jug. Will you go get me a gallon of gas? Yeah, let's see. Anybody looking? No, let's go get a gallon of gas.
Yeah, the FBI sitting across the street. They got the binoculars. Okay, we don't move until he hits pump. All right, move. Go, swarm.
do we take this to the extreme, but we appreciate that, those of you listening to us about the New Mexico law. We're going to follow this and see what happens, but we're going to talk about Bill O'Reilly. So Bill O'Reilly, you know, has had a few issues, and he settled a sexual harassment discrimination case with an individual by the name of Andrea Macris, and settled for $9 million, and with that, what's called an NDA. In other words, they can't talk about it, right? You can't talk about it. There's a big issue about free speech that we're going to talk about here in a second, but now she wants to go on The View and talk all about her issues and her case against Bill and the things that she, the allegations she brought against him, you know? And you know what? I think an agreement's an agreement. You know what? And you got $9 million for it. And she said, quote, and I quote her basically saying, well, you know what? I really, really never wanted the $9 million, but wanted to hold Bill O'Reilly accountable. Wait a minute. Cal, where are the crickets?
Wait a minute.
Come on, Cal. You got to be ready on this.
No, I can't because I want to make sure I understand what you're saying. She's saying the money means nothing?
No. She said, generally speaking, she didn't want to take the $9 million but wanted to instead hold O'Reilly accountable. $9 million. Mm-hmm. Now she wants to talk, and there's an NDA. The question is, do the NDAs, do they hold water, and whether or not it's constitutional enough that they can say, no, we have freedom of speech, we can talk about it. Go ahead, Todd.
Oh, yeah, you might have freedom of speech, okay? You might. But guess what? You can waive any right. You can waive any right that you have under the Constitution. You know how you do that? You have the right to remain silent, but if you want to testify in your own defense at a criminal trial, you waive that right to remain silent, and you take the stand and you plead. You have the right to remain silent when you don't have to talk to police officers. People waive that right and talk to cops all the time. You have a right to an expectation of privacy, but people let cops into their house all the time to go ahead and do that. You can waive the right, and she has the right to freedom of speech. and she waived it when she signed an NDA in exchange for $9 million. She says she never wanted to take it.
Well, not
but,
I wanted
but
to
you it. Did take it.
Yeah, yeah.
You did take it. Did you give it back? No.
Did you sign on the dotted line?
I'll
yes.
They paid the fee. They paid the fee.
Exactly.
I know. This is interesting, but they're arguing. So right now, what the she was going to go on The View. They did postpone it because Bill O'Reilly and his legal team went to New York courts and are filing what's called a temporary restraining order. And as it stands right now, the judge has asked Ms. Makaris's counsel, tell us why I should not enter this temporary restraining order. And so now they've got to tell them why. That
Which is basically, isn't that what's called an order to show cause?
Right.
And it shifts the burden onto the person that's going to get restrained or
right.
should be restrained.
Right, that's exactly right.
You know, and I think about this. Her statement was she didn't want to take the $9 million, but instead she wanted to hold O'Reilly accountable. Well, let's look at what happened to Bill O'Reilly's career after these allegations. He was the number one draw on Fox News.
Right.
He's not on Fox News anymore. He had to step down or was fired. Whatever happened, he's not there anymore. I think he's tried to revive it, but not anywhere near the popularity he used to be. And I would say, yeah, he's been held pretty accountable because that was not a light hit to his pocketbook. To be taken out of Fox News.
But wait a minute. Here's the issue. The issue is, was he held accountable? A $9 million check, was he held accountable? And I know some of you are going to argue that they need more. Well, that's what they agreed to. And she was, what? Represented by a lawyer.
Yes.
And I'm sure that lawyer gave her the advice, look, here's the options. And that's the deal. Cal, go ahead.
That was it. $9 million, even at his wages, that was more than half a year for him. I mean, that right. was a significant amount of money for him.
Right. So he basically, what we're saying is he was held accountable with $9 million. You said you're
skeptically. I would want to know if they might not be able to do this ethically, but I'd want to know if the lawyer representing her was being paid by the hour or if he was entitled to a cut of the $9 million.
Oh, a cut.
Because if it was a percentage, I could see, yes, you should take that because I really need a third of that $9 million right now.
Come on, stop disparaging personal
injury.
But
you know what? You guys, you're missing one of the major points. It's not just a free
That
speech.
Wouldn't be the first time I missed a major point.
I mean, it's public policy here. I mean, if you have a person out there that's harassing another person and they get to hide that by paying money, that to me it feels like there's some kind of a public policy wrong here.
Well, no, the answer is, Denise, I'm gonna disagree on this issue. There's a lot. The Weinstein is an example. He is not only held criminally liable, he's paying out check. He paid out a lot, right? So he paid out money and is held criminally liable. So they can do both. So they do both all the time. So in fact, I got cases where they're being held criminally liable, and we're still suing them in a civil action. So yeah, both. You're right.
And I would say, from a public policy standpoint, not allowing settlements like this would actually harm victims because now they can't receive monetary redress for their grievances. I can't settle because it's a public policy problem. I think that would be even worse for victims.
Well, we come back, hour number two, we're going to talk a little bit about some recent rules and laws that have changed in New York. I'm Fred Penny, your host. Hang on to hour number two. Cal?
Two more hours of Radio Law Talk are coming up. And remember, you can hear us live every Saturday, 9 to noon Pacific time, just by clicking over to RadioLawTalk.com. All previous episodes are stashed there, too, and podcast. We'll be back in a bit.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk Incorporated. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.